Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Three, no good. Cooper Flagg has the rebound after the missed shot by Jaden Mustaf.
Oh, that's not good.
And Flagg is down.
That is not good.
Flagg is down and laying on his stomach. Now rolls to his back under the basket on the right side.
He went high for the rebound, landed. He's holding his left ankle. He wants help to the bench. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was at the end of the first half between Georgia Tech and Duke yesterday in the ACC tournament. I didn't see the video of it until last night.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if that dude plays anytime soon. Like, that full body weight comes down, lands on another guy's foot. I mean, anybody that's played basketball probably rolled their ankle like that, but he was way up there for the rebound, full body weight on the ankle, and obviously they had to kind of wheel him back to the locker room, and his coach was talking yesterday. He'd be shocked. He's not going to play today.
No, he's not playing today.
I'd be shocked if he plays in the ACC tournament, and then at that point, you just got to try to get him back for the NCAA tournament early, or they could probably get through a couple games without him, and I don't know. He's got to make a choice as to whether or not he even wants to come back and play, which is another factor too, but it sucks, man. You hate to see that happen to a guy like that.
Yeah, I know the coach said they
any guy, really.
The coach said that in the press, he was basically saying that we hope we can get him back for this run.
Yeah.
They're going to be a number one seed, so say for, I mean, whatever happens in this tournament, they'll be a number one seed, so they give you a few more weeks because you don't have to play him in the first game if you're the number one seed.
Right.
So, I mean, and I don't ever want to tell or ever come out and say, well, he got to leave. He can't go back and play or anything like that. But you got to think about yourself.
You do.
You got to think about his family. You got to think about his future.
The interesting thing about him preceding this was there was like little tiny rumblings about him not even leaving after 1 year. Like the idea that he might stay at Duke for a second year just because he likes it a lot. And NIL makes it a little bit more you consider it.
Uh-huh.
I had also heard that he so badly does not want to be a Washington Wizard that if they win the lottery, he might stay.
I saw that.
Because, obviously he would not make as much money, and it's not a guaranteed contract, and it's not 4 years, whatever it is, like in the NBA on a rookie deal. But how much could he get in NIL money for being at Duke for another year?
I don't know.
Like, a lot?
Yeah.
Like $10 million close, maybe? I don't know. Something like that. I have no idea.
What makes you think Washington going to be any better anytime soon?
Never. I know. Yeah. So maybe he stays for 4 years.
What makes you think Washington going to be
good anytime soon? It's just unlikely they'll get the number one ping pong ball every year for the next 3 years. You know, how funny would that be? Like, so Washington gets the ping pong ball, and he's like, nah, I don't want to go there. I'm going to go back to Duke. And then they get it again. And he's like, well, you know what? I'd like to graduate. Yeah. Let me go back to Duke for that, too. This complicates all of it, obviously, because, you know, this is just a different conversation for him rather than just like maybe deciding to go back. I don't think anybody really thought he was going to go back anyway. You don't really pass up all of that money.
Right.
The reason you reclassify in the first place is so you can get to the NBA faster. Yes. The dude's supposed to be a senior in high school now. Mm-hmm. His twin brother is a senior in high school now.
Yeah. Is his brother going to Duke?
He's going to Maine.
Okay.
Brother's
they're
not,
from Maine, right?
Not quite the player that he
are
is.
Are they from Maine?
They are from Maine.
Okay.
Maine just beat Vermont in the whatever tournament they play in for the first time in 30 games.
Damn.
So there you go. Things are looking up for Maine. That sucks. You hate to see it. They also beat Georgia Tech, too. Tech had a lead at halftime, and then Duke came back and got him in the second half. So Tech's season is over.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know, there's other tournaments, right? They still got like CBIs and stuff like that. Those still exist.
Have no clue, man. Have no clue. But talking about speaking of that, I just saw a guy, Garrett Chapman, just posted that I guess is their pro day today.
Okay,
all 32 teams. Good for them.
How many Falcons representatives?
One.
Not 22?
No, one.
How come?
I don't know. I don't know how many over there.
Oh.
I just know my man GP said they're all 32 teams are at Georgia.
That's even closer than Athens.
Awesome.
Right.
Well, if you think about Flyer Branch to Georgia,
I guess it's kind of a triangle. Plus, you got to drive downtown.
Yeah, you got to deal with traffic. You don't get police escorts to go to pro days.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. So maybe they won't have 22 people there. All right. We heard the Cooper flag low light, unfortunately. The Hawks are hosting my Clippers tonight in town.
I love how you put the my in front of it.
I mean, if I'm going to do it, you might as well do it.
I like how you put the my in front of it.
If I'm going to buy into them, I might as well buy into them.
So
I'll get a chance to – I'm going to watch them tonight, which means they're
going to – baby.
When I watch the Clippers, they play incredible.
How long is –
so should I just not watch tonight for the Hawks' favor?
Exactly. Okay. How long is the tribute video for Bogut tonight?
Full timeout.
Full timeout?
Yeah, first timeout, first quarter, full timeout.
Okay.
90-second tribute video to Bogey.
All right.
He was on the best team in Hawks history.
He was. That's why I was just asking the question.
I guess the 60-win team is probably the best team in Hawks history, but they went further in the Eastern Conference Finals than that team
did. Yeah, because this team didn't have to see damn LeBron James.
Fair enough. Details.
Yeah, they didn't have to see
details. Giannis is pretty good, too. It was hurt part of it, but irrelevant. Norman Powell not available tonight for the Clippers.
No, but that is a Terrence Mann revenge night.
I read a whole article about that this morning. Someone actually wrote like a whole article about Terrence Mann playing against the Clippers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was the article good?
It was good.
Okay.
It was well written.
Okay.
It was well written. But yeah. No, it'll be the Bogey homecoming. Terrence Mann playing against his former team. Sometimes the Clippers are good. Sometimes they're not good at all. So we'll find out tonight. And the Hawks have won four games in a row.
Man. Hey, just keep stacking them things. Just keep stacking them things and don't take a step backwards. And I think I thought whoever's doing the updates that the Clippers are on a little mini win streak themselves.
Is that right?
I think that's what Joe Patrick said. They're on a mini win streak themselves.
They won one game in a row.
Oh, I think like they were three of the last four or something.
Yeah,
they've
won four out of the last five.
Yeah, something like that, man. But I think that, just go out there, continue to play. Like,
Bogey had 30-10 last time out. Good for him, because he was playing rough.
I'm telling you this.
He's had a couple good games.
I'm telling you this. If you don't think that thing flying tonight, it's flying
tonight.
That's
the question.
Yes.
Who takes more shot, him or Niang?
I was just going to ask that same question.
These are all great questions.
Yes,
these are all
great questions. Same question.
We got three prop bets.
Okay.
We got three prop bets.
Okay.
Like over-under on the length of the tribute video.
Okay.
Over-under threes bogey attempts.
All right.
And who takes more shots, George Niang or Bogey?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Niang.
Niang's going to take more than Bogey?
Yes. Yes.
That probably means the Clippers win. Because that would mean if Bogey's not taking that many shots, that means Harden and Kawhi are probably playing good.
But I'm going to say Niang's going to take 16. Bogey might take 15.
Yeah. You know? Niang's going to get him up.
Niang's going to get him up.
Who's going to have more points?
Bogey.
Bogey's going to have more points?
Yeah.
Steph Curry made his 4,000th career three-pointer last night.
Unbelievable, man.
There's only two guys in NBA history that have 3,000.
Ray and
Ray didn't make 3,000. One of them's in the building tonight, James Harden. James Harden's got 3,100 threes.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not.
You don't really think of him as one of those guys.
No, but then you go back to the Houston days. And
the era.
And the era.
No offense to him. Obviously, he's a great shooter.
Who's the other one?
Steph?
Him and Steph.
Yes.
Him and Steph on one?
Only one's over 3,000.
Wow.
Dame will get there probably in the next year and a half. Right. And then the question was, can Steph get to 5,000?
Yeah, I saw that. They said he got to play at least to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
If you go by his rate, how many he does per game. Say at least 40 and everything. But yeah,
he's
man.
So stupid what he does.
It's unbelievable how, coming out. I mean, I remember watching Davidson in that run.
Oh, of course.
You know, that was such a fun run and everything. Obviously going to Golden State, the ankle injuries and everything. Then Monte Ellis coming in, and they're at
my dumbest all-time opinion as a sports fan. Yeah. Nah, you got to build it around Monte.
And
then, Steph can't stay healthy.
Yeah,
got to trade him.
Then he stayed healthy, and then you just saw what it did, and it just went off. And then everybody thinks that they can do that, and that they geared the game around it.
Yes, that's true.
Yes,
he did sort of ruin youth basketball. Yeah,
they geared their game around it.
Any kid you see play basketball now is like, all right, stop pulling from 30.
Yes,
I get Steph does it. You can't.
Yes.
Also, they're good now. They've won 11 straight games that Jimmy's played in.
Yeah, 13-1.
What?
Yes.
All right.
13-1.
All right. And now the Lakers are bad again because LeBron's not playing.
Yeah, Luka went off last night, though.
And they lost by 20.
Yes. Yes.
Bucks are good.
Because
Bucks are sneaky.
I keep telling you.
I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I keep telling you. But no, the biggest
issue. I still buy the Clippers more than I buy the Bucks.
The biggest issue
what an idiot.
Last night was that they thought that Alex Lynn was going to be a defensive stopper.
Dude,
that was unbelievable.
As a guy who watched a lot of Alex Len games when he was a member of the Atlanta Hawks,
right?
The fact that there's a team still actively—they
need a tall people.
I know. They got injuries. I get it.
Yes,
but there's got to be something else. There's got to be a Spanish guy out there somewhere.
What bridge did Dwight Howard burn?
I don't know. Some one of them.
Like Dwight,
because he's got to be better than
Alex
Lynn.
Alex Lynn?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, what is that? People don't like Dwight.
I don't know, man. But he's got to be better than Alex Lynn.
He is better than Alex Lynn.
Come on, man.
He's been not good.
I mean, they're in the four right now. I think they're a couple games ahead of Houston. Talk about the Lakers.
They're tied with them.
They're tied with
Houston.
Yeah,
they're tied.
Okay.
They're ahead of them in the loss column. But behind them in the win column. Both 13 games out.
And then they have to go to Denver. They play Denver tonight.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's going to be one of those things where, I mean, you look at it from a Luka standpoint, he's going to get his. And teams are going to let him get his. It's everybody else.
Well, the problem is that's all fine and good. But when LeBron's not in the lineup, their defense is just atrocious. Like, they just have taken such a huge step back. And also with some of the big guys that they're missing, too. Like, no LeBron.
No Jackson.
No Jackson Hayes. You got Alex Lynn out there and Luka.
Rui's hurt, too.
Yeah, Rui's hurt, too. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully those guys get healthy because they're playing some fun basketball as well.
Yeah, man.
Probably don't have time we don't have any time to do this. We'll let you hear from Ian Anderson a little bit later. He was on one of the most recent editions of Behind the Braves.